You better move. If the spirit say move, say, I said, you better move. You better move, you better move, oh yeah. You better move if the spirit say move. Help me keep that rhythm right there. Oh, you better move if the spirit say move. You better move. If the spirit say move, if the spirit say move, you better move, oh yeah, yeah. I say, you better move, you better move, you better move, if the spirit tells you to move. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay, let me get this over here. Okay. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Please join me in prayer for a brief moment. Holy Spirit, allow us to be in sync and in total awareness of the divine in us. Show us how to tune in on one accord to be a blessing unto ourselves and to each other and to the planet. Allow us to be aware in the unfolding of our divine assignments. Ashe, amen, and so it is. Good morning, church family. It is always, okay, let me see how I can get this here. Okay, wait, hold it. I think I got it. If I don't, somebody just come up and help out. I think I got it. You can hear me, right? Yeah. Okay. All right. It's always a joy. It's always a privilege to jumpstart a brand new beginning with all of you online and with all of you that are present. What a gift to be in community with you, to renew and refresh and re-energize ourselves simultaneously, to repurpose our divine assignments. It feels sometimes like a miracle being activated when we are together. In the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter and the 31st verse, the prophet Isaiah says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." This is a poem. The title of this poem is Cherish. We all born on purpose to express the divine in us. We all born with gifts. Scriptures say our gifts make room for us. We all live breathing, inhaling messages of unblemished enlightenment upon ourselves. Our time, right here, right now or how much time we have left is unknown to us. Hold on to all you cherish in the gateways of prayer. For whenever next life comes, we ride through to promised land in regal victory. We're born, we all born on purpose. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. When we are in a low place, reaching for a higher place, it doesn't feel good. Oh, I forgot to tell you all, I need you to talk back to me today. I need to know that you're here. I don't want to feel like I'm up here all by myself, okay? Okay, I'll never leave y'all hanging when you up here, so please don't leave me hanging. Today is the day I need everybody. I'm saying what I need, okay? I said it, all right. Now, if anybody, don't get upset if you miss something, because you'll be able to hear it again in the tape, or you can just say, Gayo, can you say that again? I'll say it again. Ain't no big deal, okay? Let's just flow. When we are in a low place, reaching for a higher place, it doesn't feel good. It feels muddy, cruddy, icky, unbalanced, off-center, right? Right. Ever been in a state of sadness and disappointment that you can't seem to shake? You take out your ready-made toolbox of affirmations and prayers and scriptures. You want to move through that rough spot as quickly as possible, but nothing seems to be working. Usually the 23rd Psalm can get me centered, or the 91st Psalm of protection. And as I've told you before, a friend suggested that I put my name or the person's name I'm praying for in the place of the masculine or the feminine in that 91st Psalm, something like this, like, Gael, who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And that is the way you do it. And so, the way I look at it, you have to give yourself permission to set it up like you need it to be. You understand? Because we don't all need the same thing at the same time. Set it up for yourself. Like, forget some of those rules and regulations that will limit you from being who you are. Going into that secret place, even when it's not quiet, is usually a safe refuge for me. But when life takes you on unexpected weaves and turns and spin outs, and you find yourself on the couch, in your living room, on a Zoom call with the therapist or two or three that has been designated to help you figure it all out, you realize it's gonna take more than the normal set of tools this time around. You know it's not gonna take a day or two this time around, especially when you get the call that one of your favorite nephews, and by the way, they are all my favorite, has transitioned and life becomes a blur. How can I separate one day from the next? And then, even though it's 3 years in between, it feels like 3 days, and your sister, who was like a second mother, takes her exit from the planet, and then before the year is out, another nephew calls and says he wants to experience the beauty of New York City at Christmas time with me, and the day that he is supposed to call me to set it all up, I'm on the phone with his mother, who says she just got a call. Pray, Gael, she says into the phone. He doesn't make it. I tell you, I can't make this stuff up. My sister, who made her transition, had three beautiful daughters. We grew up like sisters, more like sisters than auntie and niece. I get the call that the middle one is gone. And 1 year later, I get another call, the oldest one, gone also. So needless to say, the grief support therapist, we're about to get it all. Persian proverb, he who wants a rose must respect the thorn. You hear yourself telling the therapist that there has been a pile up. They don't understand, so you tell them the best you can. It's the pain. It's a pile up. You know how when a car is going down the highway or the freeway and they can't stop in time, and so they bump into another car, and then all the cars behind don't get a chance to recover, and so they all crash, and it's a pile up. And I say, I'm having an emotional pile up. Too much. Too soon. No time for recovery in between. She goes silent on me, tells me it's an amazing metaphor. But then she gives it a really good try, like asking me, how are you doing in all of this? What's going on with you now? So then you try talking to regular people that don't wear the titles and degrees like badges. Good people who try really hard to be there for you, but sometimes people say things and ask questions that just don't make sense. Like, God don't give you no more than you can bear. How do you know how much I can bear? I don't even know myself. And then, this is the one that really gets me. Your loved one is going to a better place. Well, how do you know? Have you been there? And then, well, I know you're strong, so you just go home and be strong for everybody. Church family, help me out. Why do I always have to be the strong one? If I were a little bit more classy at that time, when they said these things to me, I would have said, thank you. Nice, but I wasn't there. And so I wasn't feeling that. Eckhart Tolle emphasizes being in the present moment. Let's do that, y'all. Let's just for a few moments, just glide ourselves into that secret place. Just breathe. All I want you to do is breathe and pay close attention to the significance of who you are. Who are you as that beautiful soul sitting right here now in this pew? Tolle says the past has no power over the present moment. He says life will give you whatever experience is most helpful to the evolution of your consciousness, and realize deeply that the present moment is all you have. You can open your eyes. The present moment. This moment, y'all, let's just take it in for a minute. Like, look at your fingers and wiggle your toes and look around. There's fresh air from the fan is blowing on us. We're here, we're right now, we're together, we're safe. Most of the time we start drifting into yesterday or into tomorrow, but for this moment, can we be together? Can we be together? Gradually, I discovered, and I continue to discover who I am and all of this. I discovered that even through grief, the things that we are prescribed don't always work for me. There is no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to getting back to yourself, getting back to your center, getting back to divine alignment. We all have a different, you know, solution to that. I end up choosing my own path. Yes, I end up taking the road less traveled that M. Scott Peck referred to in his book of that same title. I do what they say not to do. I isolate. Safe, S-A-F-E, safe isolation, not extreme isolation. The ones that know me best know that I'm okay. But communication is only when necessary. But affirmation, prayer after prayer, self-talk after self-talk with God, with the universe, to the trees, to the planet, to myself, in the mirror, over and over again, eventually getting to a place with the therapist where we reached a dead end. They ended up being more interested in the highlights of my recovery than helping me to unload. Eventually, I got back to where I started. That scripture. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And I just started saying that same prayer as an affirmation, as a scripture. They that wait on the Lord is the law is divine order, okay? If I wait on divine order, if I believe, if I'm patient enough to believe that divine order is in full effect, then I allow myself to believe that there's still order in my life, personal order, but no, not personal order, divine order, that my strength could be renewed, that my consciousness could expand and rise up to 20,000 feet. Eagles can go 30 miles per hour, but when they're going after their prey, they can go 100 miles an hour. And white-tailed eagles has wings as wide as 8 feet wide. That's who we are when we rise up. And I was beginning to snap out. Everybody say snap out. Come on, do your fingers, do your fingers. Come on, snap out. We got to change this energy. Shift the energy. Whenever you get to a moment in your life, you can just say to yourself, snap out, snap out. Call your name and snap out, snap out. Because sometimes we can get down too low and we start getting in that muddy, cruddy place and then you end up staying there way too long. Snap out, snap out, snap out. I began to mount up as wings on eagles. And one day I woke up and I realized it's not over. Yes. There is still so much life in me to be lived, so much life in me to be lived. So many things to do, so many places to go, so many poems to write and share, so much stuff to create and to teach, so many stages waiting for me to perform on, so many books waiting for me to write, so many CDs waiting for me to record. There is always church, family, there is always more. There is always, always, always more. The more awaits your permission. Is it possible for you to gather enough courage to give yourself permission to choose your own path? Permission to maintain the path. Permission to practice being your full self on the path designed and created by you. Permission to make mistakes. Permission to forgive yourself. Will you allow yourself to be forgiven? Will you allow the beautiful, brilliant soul that is evolving as you, the life that has your name on it, will you give yourself permission? Yes. Will you give yourself permission? Yes. Will you give yourself permission?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I got an idea. How about this? Let's take a moment to feel, to imagine, what it would feel like if we blessed every single area of our lives. If we had the courage, the strength, and the wisdom. Repeat after me. I am open and receptive to my divine good. Could I please, if you don't mind, could I hear everybody that feels up to it? I am open and receptive to my divine good. Let's open ourselves to receive. And as we wait to receive, know that everything is in perfect and divine order. Thank you, Robin. If you were here for Pajama Monologues, they came back to share with us. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Strength, courage, wisdom. Let me hear you say it.
Strength, courage, wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Put your hand like this.
Strength.
Strength. Courage, wisdom. I took a class, an Afro-Haitian class with Wendy, a workshop rather, the other night, and she emphasized that when we come out of the womb in the very beginning, we come out with the power in our hands. We come out fisted and ready to live. And then somewhere along the way, we start letting our power go. Let's grab it back today, y'all. Let's snap it back in. Snap it back in. Snap it back in. Take your power back. Everywhere you walk is a divine destination that has been appointed just for you. African proverb. When you speak their names and tell their stories, they remain alive. How many of you remember Denise? Bookstore Denise, a Sunday school Denise. Everybody loved Denise. If you never met Denise, you need to ask somebody, can you see a picture of Denise? Because Denise was the heart and soul of Unity of New York. And she was, oh gosh, she was such a soldier. But Denise had a son that had already transitioned, and none of us, I don't think, ever got a chance to meet him personally, but we knew him. Because she spoke of him all the time. She kept his spirit alive at all times. She was always talking about Harley, and Harley this, and Harley used to do that, and Harley and I, and this and that and the other. So the spirit of our ancestors remain alive. I'm sure you've all heard the quote usually associated with Einstein, energy cannot be created or destroyed. So I know for sure that my loved ones are still close by. And it's impossible for me to dissect every single day, all the years of love and all of the challenges, but I do know that we share hundreds of, I love you, baby. I love you too. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. I forgive you. All of that. I know I said, I love you so many times. Make sure you say, I love you to the ones you love as much as possible. I'm going to share some fond memories of you, and please consider them as nuggets of wisdom, and you take them home and you share them, and then that way the spirit of my ancestors remain alive, okay? So I'm going to share some things with you. My oldest nephew, Keon, would always say, keep your head up, okay? So keep your head up. All right, keep your head up. I don't care what's going on. Keep your head up. Practice keeping your head up. You walking down the street, you see your image and you over like that, snap it back. Snap it back in order. Somebody tells you something that you don't like, don't be putting your head down in shame. Mm-mm. Just own it and move on, okay? But it would be accompanied by the widest smile that you have ever witnessed. Now my sister, she'd always say, she kind of sassy, y'all, let me put my hand on here, here. I'm blessed by the best, most high God. That's what she would say when you asked her how she was doing. And my sister and I, we were adult children. She was more like a mother to me, but still, when we got together, we were like two silly kids. One Christmas, we got in the car, and it was a big snowstorm in Detroit. I mean, snow everywhere. Invisibility was like down to one or something. But we got in the car, we started driving, and I would roll the window down or press the window down, I don't really remember. And then the person in the other car was there, like, what? And he said, happy holidays! And then people on the bike, we go by somebody on the bike, hey, happy holiday! We did that for like hours, all in one day. It was so much fun. And by the end of it, we just felt like revved up with joy. Now my nephew Azel said in his last text to me that was dated December 15, 2020 at 10:21 a.m., you be looking so vibrant, Auntie. You ain't never lost a beat.
Yes.
You ain't never lost a beat. Church family. You ain't never lost a beat. We ain't never lost a beat. Come on, give it up for us. And that beat is the rhythm of our lives. You know, we all a rhythm. Everybody has a different rhythm. Now, my precious niece, who was nicknamed Augusta D.A., was seen shopping hours before she transitioned. Now, I saw this picture. In the picture, she had a shopping cart, and it was filled, and stuff was hanging off the side of it. This is hours before she passed away. Just pushing it, she looked so happy. So I'll just say that she just about shopped until she dropped, okay? All right, now my niece, her sister Dot, taught me my first lessons in forgiveness, because every single night after dinner, we would fight. And I don't mean like silly girl stuff, I mean we fought. We were thumping out the back door, down the stairs, in the backyard, rolling in mud, pulling out each other's hair sometimes, and everything. And then by the time we had our bath and had our snack and were ready for bed, we were best friends again. Until the next time it happened. I cannot remember why we fought, but I do remember that we forgave each other. I love these nuggets of wisdom. They help me to reset, reframe whenever I get off track. I got a few nuggets of wisdom from directing pajama monologues. I'll share a couple of them with you. Pamela, our sweet Pamela. We love you, Pam, just in case you're watching. We know you're out there doing your thing, and we're proud of you, girl. Woo, 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 woo. Pamela reminded us that we are light. Even in the darkness, we are light. Teresita, where's Teresita? There she is right there. Raise your hand, girl. Don't be shy. Uh-huh. Teresita taught us in her monologue the honor of being alive. Everybody say alive. Alive. Can you say it from your belly? It makes you feel good. Alive. Woo, don't that feel better? Robin, I don't know where. Robin, you here? Come on, raise your hand. Robin, she in the back. She was one of the ones dancing today. Robin reminded us to look for joy in everything, even when chasing down an MTA bus. Charlena, where are you? Charlena reminded us to shine the light on our inner and outer beauty. Kelly, there she is, sitting right next to her mother. Let's give her some love. Kelly reminded us not to leave our authentic selves behind. Alice reminded us, well, this is a line from her monologue, I didn't overcome anything. Grace did.
Yes. Yes.
Wendy, she stated, after several rounds in her life of chemotherapy and radiation, she stated, I'm gonna take my bald head and my spaghetti strap dress and live my best, blessed, beautiful life. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? So now everywhere I go, whether I'm performing, whether I'm directing, whether I'm traveling, I do my best to bring my highest self forward. But you know, sometimes the structures in some of these atmospheres are less than amusing. So I did some teaching sometimes recently, and they called me in for a big mandatory meeting and said we have students who are now neurodivergent. I'm like, huh? That's a new word. That's a new terminology. Okay, so they don't say special needs anymore. They say, neurodivergent. Okay. And they said, now, the lady said, and this was a blanket statement. She says, once you have somebody that's diagnosed with stuttering, they never recover from stuttering. And I was like,
no.
I was like, mm-mm. But I was on the other side of the Zoom screen, so I was looking at her like that. And I said to myself, I have seen with my own eyes and witnessed with my own ears the phenomenal actor James Earl Jones, who got over his stuttering, and my friend Eric Key LaSalle, who was an actor and a director and an author. He was kicked out of Juilliard and went straight to the theater department at NYU, where he flourished, his life flourished, no signs of stuttering. So I don't know what she was talking about. So guess what? I was already kind of like a little bit on the, I don't know how I'm gonna handle this. So when I get to the school on the first day, they say, attached in your file is the background of each neurodivergent child. And I said, okay. Guess what, y'all? I never got to it. I didn't make like a decision. I'm not gonna read that. I just never got to it. I just decided that when those children, anywhere from 8 to 17, walked into my room, I was gonna welcome them like every other kid. That I was gonna meet them where they are, including one tall boy. Hello, Miss Gayle. I said, well, how you doing? I don't know, Miss Gayle. I know if this is the right class for me. I said, well, I just wanna say you are welcome. And so I said one day, I said, okay, we're gonna talk about metaphors and similes. I am a blade of brown grass, and other kids were like, growing and flourishing and waiting for the sun or waiting for the rain. And he said, because somebody doo-dooed on me. And I said, I can't say his name. I'll just put honey there. I said, that's not how you talk in Miss Gayle's class. He said, I'm sorry, Miss Gayle, won't happen again. And guess what? It didn't. It did not. Oh my God, if you had seen the poetry that this boy wrote, if you had seen the public speakers that blossomed out of my classes and the writers without me putting in pre-prescribed limitations on them, they flourished. And so on the last day of class, even though they don't get a grade, I said, okay, you pass my class. Give yourself a hand. You pass Miss Gayle's class. Now you go back to your principal and you tell them you're a public speaker now and that you had Miss Gayle's class. But if you're not going to speak up and use your full voice, don't say you had my class, because I don't want to be attached to that. But anyway, I'm just saying, what would happen When a kid stumbled, didn't remember what they were supposed to do, I said, honey, sweetheart, do me a favor. And I did this all summer long. Put your hand on your heart. And I said to them, close your eyes. And they would close their eyes. And I would say, now listen to your heartbeat. And they would listen to your heartbeat. And I would say, now tell yourself something positive. And they would tell themselves something positive. And I said, listen to the rhythm of who you are. And this is how I met these children. I met them where they were. I met them in their own rhythm, and guess what? They didn't miss a beat. Breathe that in. These are the kind of moments that I want you to take with you through the week, when it feels overwhelming, when it feels like you're not gonna make it through, when it feels like it's too much, when it feels like you don't have enough, and you are enough. You have everything you need to proceed in this life. And let it out and open your eyes, and I wanna tell you about somebody that just came into my field of vision this week. Percussionist, acupuncturist, herbalist, martial artist, programmer, and professor Milford Graves. That's his image. He was also a pioneer of free jazz. He took it upon himself to record and document the heartbeats of his clients while they were receiving acupuncture. They gave him permission. He noticed that most of us have a 6 to 8 heart rhythmic undulation with varying degrees of frequency and vibration and melody. Listen to this. Hear that? Can you hear it? Can we turn it up just a little bit? Can we turn that up a little bit? Isn't that interesting? That he would take those heartbeats and turn them into melodies and turn them into music. I thought that this was fascinating. Thank you. Professor Graves took his work to a group of research scientists in Bologna, Italy, where they realized that one specific melody at a certain vibration and velocity and pitch could actually stimulate stem cells.
Wow.
Stimulate stem cells. Now, when Michael Stillwater was here a few months back, we had a brief conversation after service, and he told me that when you sing or when you hum, the first person who is healed is yourself.
Right.
It comes to you first, and then it proceeds out to have whoever is in the vicinity to get the blessing. Isn't that amazing? So that gave me a little bit more confidence, you know, with my singing, with my being, with my voice, and you know, yeah. So, do you remember how when you sat on your grandmother's lap or maybe your aunt's lap, maybe your grandfather, your uncle, your mama, your dad, and you put your head up against their chest, where you and just hearing their heartbeat and hearing their voice made you feel so much better. It was like a soothing vibration of energy and tone. What if we use the vibration of our own voices to heal ourselves? What if? It's my belief that the body knows how to heal itself, but we have to practice our connection to our own individual bodies. So, in this amazing, beautiful season, I encourage you to take ownership of your life. So much is awaiting your yes. So many seeming limitations, those doubts and fears and worries about the past and the present. Do you remember that? We used to say, if you're gonna worry, don't pray. And if you're gonna pray, don't worry. Choose one. Choose one. What you gonna do? I urge you to stay in the now, because this is where it's all happening. Author Toni Morrison's quote, you are your best thing. You are your best thing. How could it possibly be over when we are just getting started? Let's continue to show up for ourselves and for each other, Unity of New York. Thank you. Everybody, let's go into meditation. Take a deep breath. Let it out slowly. Relax every part of you. Every fiber of your being is vibrating with divine potential. Breathe that in. God is here. We are safe. Place both of your hands or one of your hands on your heart. And I want you to reconnect with the rhythm of your soul. I want you to relax into this beautiful moment and know this. You ain't never lost your beat. Open the doors of gratitude. Love is here. Life is here. Harmony is here. Breath is here. What a privilege to breathe. This is just the beginning. You are the best thing. Every fiber of your being is open and receptive to an eternal consciousness of good. Trust the path that you have created for yourself, knowing that all is well as you rise up in consciousness with wings as eagles. Let us bless this present moment. Let's snap out of whatever happened before and embrace this brand new now. And all is well. All is well. Ashe. Amen. All right. Now we're gonna call the joy back, y'all. We calling the joy back. Tell the person next to you, we calling the joy back today. We calling the joy back. Come on, it's your joy. Step into your power. If the water doesn't move when you walk it, if your words can't be heard when you talk it, take a more scenic route. Get rid of the fear, let go of the doubt. If somebody stole your joy, you better take it back. If somebody stole your joy, you better take it back. If somebody stole your joy, you better take it back. Crunch your own flavor loud like a chocolate chip Sahoy. Don't let nobody walk up into your life and steal your joy. Come on now. I move the water. I take the water. I shake the water till you be free. I said, I move the water. I shake the water. Shake the water till you be free. See, make yourself come back to a life you're loving to live, living to love. I can't take you nowhere but through the solos in my own mind. But I have time to remind you, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back. It's yours. See, I used to be silent too, afraid my words didn't mean nothing, not the salt in the shaker or the pepper in the shelf. I thought my life was living for everyone except myself, till one day my teacher right down the street, 99th Street, Helen Phillips, she said to me, young lady, take it back, take it back, it's yours. She said, take it back, take it back, take it back, it's yours. Oh yeah. So if the water doesn't move when you're walking, check in on a clearer frequency. Create your own solo. Call yourself liberty. Come on now. Move the water and shake the water and take the water till you be free. I said, move the water, shake the water till you be free. I said, move the water, shake the water, take the water till you be free. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Your joy is your destiny. If the water doesn't move when you're walking, check in on a clearer frequency. Create your own solo and call yourself liberty. Call yourself liberty. That's your new name. I gave you a new name. Somebody asked you what your name is. Just say liberty, liberty. Let me hear you say it. If the water doesn't move when you're walking and your words can't be heard when you're talking, create a more scenic route. Get rid of the fear and call the doubt. Somebody stole your joy, you better take it back. Serious, somebody stole your joy, you better take it back. If I see you walking down the street and you got your head down, I'ma say you better snap out of it. You better snap out right now. I know you, hold your head up. I move the water, I shake the water, I take the water till you be free. I said, I move the water, I shake the water, I take the water till you be free. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Your joy is your dignity. Oh yeah.
Liberty.